AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. A powerful earthquake struck off the coast of Northern California. A tsunami warning has been issued. The U.S. Geological Survey reports it was a 7.0 earthquake centered west of Ferndale, California, a small city in coastal Humboldt County near the Oregon border. It was felt as far south as San Francisco. Christine Goulet is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
It's not surprising to have large earthquakes in this area. Magnitude 7 is quite large. But then again, this is one of the most seismically active area that we have on the West Coast.
The San Francisco Bay Area Rapid Transit District, BART, has stopped traffic in all directions through the underwater tunnel between San Francisco and Oakland. The masked gunman who killed Brian Thompson, the leader of one of the largest healthcare insurance companies, United Healthcare, in front of Midtown Manhattan surveillance cameras, remains free. Law enforcement sources tell the AP the shooter had used ammunition with the words deny, defend, and deport written on it. Here's the AP's Haya Panjwani.
The killing and the shooter's movements in the minutes before and after were captured on some of the multitudes of security cameras present in that part of New York City. Investigators believe, judging from surveillance video and evidence collected from the scene, that the shooter had at least some prior firearms training and experience with guns, and the weapon was equipped with a silencer.
The acting director of the Secret Service says the agency is reorganizing and reimagining its culture and how it operates, following an assassination attempt in July against Donald Trump on the presidential campaign trail. President-elect Trump's incoming Middle East envoy recently visited Israel and Qatar for high-level talks on landing ceasefire and hostage deals in Gaza. Steve Witkoff, who was tapped by Trump to serve as his special envoy to the region, met separately in recent weeks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Qatar's prime minister. This is AP News. Donors gave $3.6 billion on Giving Tuesday.
That's an increase from the past 2 years, according to estimates from the nonprofit Giving Tuesday. The Tuesday after Thanksgiving, now known as Giving Tuesday, has become a major annual day for nonprofits to fundraise and otherwise engage their supporters. In both 2022 and 2023, nonprofits in the country raised $3.1 billion on Giving Tuesday. This year, both the number of donors and the number of volunteers increased by 4% since 2023. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Two European satellites rocketed into orbit on the first mission to create artificial solar eclipses through fancy formation flying in space. Each fake eclipse should last 6 hours once operations begin next year. It's considerably longer than the few minutes of totality offered by a natural eclipse on Earth, allowing for study of the sun's outer atmosphere. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.